Hello and welcome to the Monday, December 16th, 2024 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Washington, D.C. Let's start with a quick update on the Struts 2 vulnerability that I mentioned on Friday. This vulnerability now appears to be exploited. The exploit itself may be a little bit more inspired by it because they're like these two very similar vulnerabilities. So not 100% clear what's being exploited and if the exploit as executed here would work on a vulnerable system. I don't have a vulnerable system to test with. So far, we are seeing one IP address scanning for the vulnerability. It first attempts to upload a file called exploit.jsp to the vulnerable system. This file includes a quick one-liner that just prints back a confirmation. The attacker will then try to access that file to check whether or not the system is confirmed as vulnerable. So this is now definitely a must-patch vulnerability. The problem again is if you're actually using the upload feature. So if your system is vulnerable, you must rewrite the upload feature because the fix is not backwards compatible. And Citrix published a document in response to a recent increase in password spraying attacks against Citrix NetScaler installs. Password spraying, of course, big issue for lots of appliances. Cisco had issues with that earlier this year. One interesting issue here that's noted by the advisory is that it's not just about attackers eventually getting access to the devices, but that these password spraying attacks are aggressive enough where they will also cause a denial of service and also overload the log processing pipeline. In response, Citrix, of course, recommends multi-factor authentication should pretty much be the default now for appliances like this, and then recommends, and I think that's a real good additional hint in particular to avoid some of the excessive logging, that you only accept requests that include the correct host name for the device, and they have additional hints and also details about how to implement the suggested mitigation techniques. And Josh Ayes, the executive director of the Let's Encrypt project, in a letter that was part of the 2024 annual report, announced that next year Let's Encrypt will offer short-lived six-day certificates. This is, of course, way shorter than the 90-day certificates that Let's Encrypt currently publishes. It isn't clear from the letter, but it's my impression that six-day certificates will be an option, not necessarily mandatory. However, I do recommend that you absolutely make sure that your automatic replacement mechanism for Let's Encrypt certificates is working well. That should already be set up via the Acme tools like Certbot, but better check and make sure you're ready in case this does become the new default. The letter outlines some of the challenges, like the increase in volume on the certificate authority to have to issue now that many more certificates. One risk that I'm seeing here is that any kind of denial of service or such against Let's Encrypt would have a much more devastating consequences because so many more certificates would expire during the time frame of the denial of service. These days, usually certificates are replaced days before they are expiring, but of course with a six-day expiration policy, that will probably be more hours before expiration. And you probably should run your Acme script several times a day, not once a week or once a day as it's often done now. And the German Office of Information Security warned that they recently discovered 30,000 different devices that came pre-installed with malware. This apparently was related to media players and USB picture frames. We have seen this many, many years ago, and I think it's a good reminder for the holidays where stuff like this appears to be happening more often. We have also seen in the past where returned devices weren't properly cleaned before they were repackaged and resold, and as a result, they sometimes did arrive with malware that a prior owner mistakenly usually installed on the device. So keep that in mind when you're giving these kind of gifts to family. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.